all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. So I have a problem when I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. My problem is that I take those words literally. All you can eat, I take it as a personal challenge. If I have one delicious yeast roll, three is better. If I have one piece of very unhealthy fried chicken, two is better. Same goes with that chocolate pie. One slice tastes great, two or three, what's the best? Even better. More is better. The world, and that includes you and me, us, tends to value bigger over smaller, more over less. The giant and the huge more than the small or the tiny. A house with 1,500 square feet is not as good of one that has 6,000 square feet. If your internet is pulling 200 megabytes, well, that's not as good as if it would pull a gigabyte. Gigabyte is huge. If you have one academic degree, why, surely two or three are better. If you have 100 books, 1,000 books would be even better. 99 sheep are worth more than one. That's how the world operates. That's how we operate a lot of the time. But not Jesus. Jesus has a different way he speaks to us about today. A different system of values, a different way of counting. And he wants us, the church, his followers, to count things differently like he does. His disciples come to him and they ask him a question. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You see, they're operating like we do, right? How many pieces of pie can I have, right? Who is the greatest? How many followers can I get on Instagram or Facebook? How many degrees? How many dollars? How big can my house be? The most, the best. But Jesus, surprising them and us and everyone who hears the story, pulls a little child in front of them and says, unless you turn and become like this little child, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child, says Jesus, that one is the greatest in the kingdom. I've been helping with Carline at school these past I don't know how long it's been, a couple of weeks, a week, two, something. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been just helping them. I haven't been doing anything but helping them get to the car, take their temperature, so forth. But I drive into church, you know, from home and have the news on. And there's all of these things going on, you know, big, powerful people, politicians, there's business deals happening. There's celebrities that are in the news, big and famous people. And then, boom, I hit Carline. It's all these little people. And the first day of school, there's a 5-year-old boy crying, holding on to his mom. He was excited, but he was scared. And so he needed his mom. He needed somebody that was bigger than him, who knew more than him, was more powerful than him, could reassure him. Those kids, that boy, will never be on the news, not big or important. But Jesus says, that boy, that crying 5-year-old, is the greatest in the kingdom. Greater than you, greater than the big bad pastor, greater than all of us. Jesus is telling us what the scriptures tell us over and over, that God has regard for, God has his eye on, those who come before him with nothing, the small, the helpless. And we're not talking here about material things necessarily. We're talking about our spiritual condition, our life before God. And God has his eye on those who know that when they come before him, they come with nothing. We are not great in the church, in the kingdom. We are not great in God's eyes because of what we do, or what we have, or what we achieve. If you listen to the scriptures this morning, look at the images of the scriptures and what Jesus puts before us as images and pictures of what's valuable to God. A small child. One sheep, a little sheep, lost out in the woods. A crooked sinner who needs to be restored. And so the church mobilizes its resources to go to that person and restore him, to bring him back. The psalm talks about who is blessed, who is the blessed one. And the blessed one is not the one who has it all together. The blessed one is not the one who is righteous and holy, more holy there than others. The blessed one is the one whose sin is covered. Not the one who supposedly has no sin, but the one against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. The one who is forgiven. The little one with sins who comes before God and says, "Here, God, is my mess." And God forgives it and takes it away. Here's what this means for us. Your value to God is not measured in what you do, how much you contribute, or what you give. Your value to God is measured in Christ's blood. You are important to God because of his love, because your iniquity is covered. You are great and important and precious because God has created you, formed you in the womb, cares for you, and sacrificed his son for you, and has brought the church into being, the kingdom of heaven, that you might receive his gifts. In and of yourself, in and of ourselves, we are children. We don't bring resources that somehow God needs. We are kindergartners, and it is the first day of school, and we're scared, and we're small. But we're great in the kingdom. We are great because our mom is there, and we can grab hold of her and hold on. Jesus says, "Be that kindergartner. I am your greatness. I give your life for me. I promise to be with you. Grab hold of me." That, the small little one grabbing on to the Savior for mercy and life, that is greatness in the kingdom. That boy, who I saw in Caroline, eventually let go of his mom. And he walked up the sidewalk. And I'm sure he had a wonderful day. And he could have a wonderful day because he was sure that his mom loved him. And that she would be there at the end of the day to pick him up. That's us. It's not that as Christians and that as children we do nothing. It's not that we don't do good works. It's not that we don't contribute and do and give good things. We do. But the lesson is, the truth is that those things that we do and contribute and give flow out of the one who is truly great in the kingdom. The one who sacrificed himself and made himself nothing for us on the cross. The one we grab hold of, our Savior Jesus. We trust in him. And then we walk into kindergarten, full of trust in him, doing and living and serving as little children, Christians in the kingdom. And so no matter what that all-you-can-eat buffet says, more is not always better. Bigger and stronger isn't the way that a Christian walks. Humble yourself, says Jesus. Admit that you are small, that your resources are none, and that you need a Savior. Be a child. Be small. For what does that old hymn say? We know it. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.